On board Red Dwarf, Kat, Rimmer and Lister perform a musical number in red outfits wearing frilly white cuffs. They have female dancers on the stage.
Oh, I'm begging on my knees. Sweet, sweet darling, listen please. Understand me when I say diggle diggle doggle.
What isn't?
I'm looking for this dream I had last month on the dream recorder. It was sensational.
What was it about?
Me, three girls, and a family-sized tub of banana yogurt.
Your cats have a very strange attitude to women, if you ask me.
Say what, goalpost head?
It's all sex. There's no sense of settling down, having a long-term relationship.
Hey, I want to settle down, and as soon as I find the right small group of girls, the seven or eight women who are right for me, my wandering days are over, buddy.
You see, totally maladjusted.
That's rich, you know. I mean, coming from the man whose favorite book is How to Pick Up Girls by Hypnosis.
There's nothing wrong with that, Lister. It's a good book. Full of handy hints as well, and it works.
Get out of town.
That's how I met Lorraine, by hypnotizing her.
You hypnotized the girl into going out with you?
Yes, I gave her the old, there's something in your eye technique. Fixed her with the mesmer stare. And bingo, she agreed to come on a date.
What was wrong with her?
Nothing.
Come on, a girl agreed to go out with you and there was nothing wrong with her?
Lister, she was an extremely attractive and bright young lady.
Yeah, well, it must work then, eh?
Of course, she had an artificial nose.
What?
Oh, tastefully done. Quality metal, no rivets.
Come on, what happened?
Well, things were a little bit stilted in the taxi. All my jokes about her nose hadn't gone down too well. And there were good gags, I mean, quality gags, like, where are we going? Who knows? No cheap shots. Anyway, when we got to the restaurant, she must have had an attack of nerves or something. She said she was going to the loo and ended up climbing out of the toilet window.
I wonder why.
It's not because she didn't want to see me, Lister. She phoned the next day and said how much she'd love to come on another date with me. Only, suddenly she had to move to Pluto.
You're a sad weasel of a man, you know that, Remy?
No, it's just I'm ill at ease with the opposite sex.
It's because you see them as some alien species that need to be conquered with trickery. They're not the people. You don't need your books on hypnosis. And what's that other one? What's the other one? 1001 fabulous chat-up lines.
Lister, I do need that. It's brilliant. Those chat-up lines are guaranteed.
There's no such thing.
All right. You be a woman, okay? Sort of on your own in a bar, short leather miniskirt, peephole bra.
Okay, go on.
But this is the most incredible chat-up line you've ever heard in your life. Guaranteed.
Go on.
Okay, in a bar, on your own.
Rimmer saunters up to Lister.
Excuse me, would you like to join me for a cocktail?
No.
Well, you can't say no. It doesn't work if you say no, you've got to say yes.
Oh, right, okay, go on, go on.
So, would you like a worm do?
What's that then?
What's what?
A worm do?
What about it?
Is this still the opening line?
Look, you're not giving me the right reply.
But what is the right reply?
I come up to you and say, excuse me, would you like to join me in a cocktail? You say yes. I say, would you like a worm do? You say, what's a worm do? And I say...
Oh, it wriggles along the ground like that.
You know it.
Rimmer, you could not pull a rotten tooth out of a dead horse's head with that one.
Eureka. I've done it.
Done what?
The Earl of Sandwich invented the sandwich. Samuel Morse invented the Morse code. Plato invented the plate. And now I, Holly, have invented the Holly Hot Drive.
Ooh, I can't wait to see it.
It's monumental, this. It's epoch making. The Holly Hot Drive can transfer any object instantly to any other point in space.
What? You mean we could go back to Earth?
In a matter of seconds.
What? You mean we could go back to Earth, like, right now? This instant?
Right on.
Rock and roll!
The gigantic red dwarf cruises slowly through the blackness of space. A plain red box labelled Holly Hop Drive with stop and start buttons.
Is this it?
What do you think?
It's just a box with stop and start on it.
It's fairly straightforward. If you want to start it, press start. You can work out the rest of the controls for yourself.
It's absolutely pathetic.
Right, let's hollyhop. Engage drive, drive engaged. Initiating ignition sequence initiated.
Get on with it.
It takes time, this. One slight error in any one of my 13 billion calculations, we'll all be blasted to smithereens. Here we go, then. 10, 9, 8, 6, 5.
You missed out on 7.
Did I? I've always had a bit of a blind spot with sevens.
We're going to die.
No problem. I'll start lower down. One, blast off.
Red Dwarf vanishes.
We've done it. We're home.
It worked?
What on earth? You must be joking.
Half a mo. It's gone.
What earth?
The earth. It's missing, it's not there. Wait a minute. Sorry, I was looking out the wrong window. No, it has gone. The entire solar system is missing.
Well, what is actually out there?
Nothing, just space.
Holly, the thought occurs that we haven't actually reached Earth. The further thought occurs that we haven't actually budged a smegging inch.
No, we have. It's just I don't know where we are. I've got to admit it, I flamingoed up.
What?
Well, it's like a cock-up, only much, much bigger. Wait, there is something there. It's another ship.
Aliens! Punch it off!
It looks like an exact copy of Red Dwarf.
Eh? So what's happened?
Well, somehow, don't ask me how, we've jumped into a parallel universe. We've entered the fifth dimension.
What's the fifth dimension?
Didn't they get to number 6 with Baby, I Want Your Love thing?
You've got your basic dimensions, right? Length, breadth, depth and time. The fifth dimension is coexisting realities. Two bodies who share the same space but are unaware of each other's existence.
Sounds like my parents in bed.
So hang on, this is another Red Dwarf with another Rimmer and Lister on board.
Will they be exactly the same as us?
No, there'll be differences. It's a parallel universe, innit?
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, in this universe could be that Hitler won the Second World War. Could be something even more incredible, like perhaps Ringo was a really good drummer. Hang on, I'm linking up with their onboard computer.
Hello, I'm Hilly.
Hello, I'm Holly.
Hello, Holly.
Hello, Hilly.
Well, this is a turn-up, isn't it? You better boogie on over and we can sort it out.
Right on, sis.
See ya, Hull.
See ya, Hill. I'm in there.
Blue Midget flies the crew out to the other Red Dwarf. They enter carefully through an airlock, with a little scutter leading the way.
It's identical in every detail to our red dwarf. There's a very funny smell around here that I don't like one bit. It smells like your moon boots, man. I'm gonna get rid of it. That's mine. This is mine.
So where's the other Rimmer and Lister?
The other versions are women.
So, you're not aliens.
Hi.
The two Rimmers salute each other.
How do you do?
How do you do?
So you must be Lister.
And you are too.
I hope so.
You must be Rimmer. So am I.
Splendid.
Deb.
Dave.
Arnold.
Ollie.
Indeedy.
The scutter trundles down a corridor and passes a pink female one. She stops, blinks a single mechanical eye, then turns and goes after him. Lister enters the living quarters with Deb.
So you come from a universe which is exactly the same as ours, can I?
Yeah.
He opens a locker to get two cans of lager.
Only everything's opposite.
Well, I don't know if everything's opposite. It seems like that.
So you come from a female-orientated society?
Well, it's not exactly female-orientated anymore, not since the 60s, you know, with the equal rights for men marches. You know, when they banned the jock straps and all that.
Stop!
Haven't you read The Male Eunuch by Jeremy Greer?
So your history's parallel to ours as well. So hang on, who's the first person on the moon?
Nellie Armstrong.
Nellie Armstrong? So, who wrote Hamlet?
Will Shakespeare.
Ah, so he was a bloke?
No, she was a woman, Wilma Shakespeare. Yeah, she wrote all the greats. Rachel III, Taming of the Shrimp.
Oh my God, what's this?
My Camera Monthly magazine.
But it's disgusting. It's full of semi-naked blokes draping themselves over sports cars.
What's wrong with that? You're not one of those boring masculinists, are you?
So sexual attitudes are opposite as well.
What's that, my little cupcake?
Your little what?
But it just looks ridiculous. I mean, these models are deformed, hugely deformed. Makes one feel quite inadequate.
I wouldn't worry about that, my pretty. Hey, holograms can touch each other.
Hey, I hate to break up the party, but isn't there somebody missing?
How do you mean?
Well, Lister, female opposite. Rimmer, female opposite. Where's mine?
All right. Mooching around the cargo decks, I think.
Wow! All my life I've waited for this moment and now it has arrived. Hey, listen, if you hear me screaming, do not, I repeat, do not come to the rescue. I'm gonna get you, little kitty.
I think he's in for a bit of a shock.
Why?
His opposite isn't female.
What is it?
It's a dog.
The dog is shabbily dressed.
Boy, oh boy, where'd they go? I get so dang panicky when they go off and leave me on my own like this. Damn, these fleas.
I'm gonna get you, little kitty. I'm gonna get you, little...
Cat and the dog stare at each other.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure he wants to eat me.
Well, trash my shorts. What a funny-looking dog.
Better make myself look big.
Put it there, buddy. Put it right there.
Yeah. What kind of toothpaste does he use? Rotting meat flavor?
Come on now. I want to be your buddy. I tell you what. I'm going to smell your behind. Then you can smell mine. Now, is that a deal?
You want to smell my what?
Why, sure. Don't you want to smell me?
Man, I could smell you if you was on Mars. When's the last time you take a bath?
Oh, please don't say that word.
What, bath?
You said it again. Now listen up. If you're gonna say that word in front of me, please spell it.
When's the last time you took a B-A-T-H?
What's that?
Yo, Cap. There you are. Come on, we're going to disco.
What?
Yeah, Holly says it's gonna take about 17 hours to repair the hop drive, so I thought we'd go and have a few.
Bevy's like,
yeah, well, come on.
Yeah!
They leave the dog scratching at his fleas. The parallel universe Red Dwarf cruises on through space. In the ship's disco, Lister and Deb play air guitar together on the dance floor, then swig lagers drunkenly. Cat watches the dog drinking from a large bottle in disgust. Rimmer and Arlene sit together at a table, watching Lister and Deb stumbling about.
Well, they seem to be getting on, don't they?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Like a house of fire.
You can say that again.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mind you, we've got a pretty good conversation going on here.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Funny, really. I'm not normally good at talking to the opposite sex.
No, I'm not. I run out of things to say.
Me too.
They both fidget.
So, you're a girl then?
Arlene smiles at him.
Yes.
That's nice.
Hang on. Haven't you got something in your eye?
You're trying to hypnotize me, aren't you?
No, of course not.
Well, stop staring then.
I'm not staring.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I read it in this book. It's great for picking up bits of totty.
Well, I'd hardly describe myself as a bit of totty.
Oh, yes. Totty, totty, totty.
I think if I've rather too much to drink. I always get like this when I'm tanked up.
Come on. You're interested.
I assure you I'm not.
Why are you giving me all the signs, then?
What signs?
Wearing such tight trousers.
They're not tight.
Of course they are. You're begging for it.
I'm not totty and I'm not begging for anything.
Come on, give us a snog. I promise I won't try to take off your underpants.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm just not that kind of boy.
Arlene points at Rimmer.
Bridget.
You're disgusting. You're only after me for one thing.
Why? How many have you got?
The dog's gnawing on meat on a large bone.
You're a great conversationalist, you know that?
I am, but I ain't said nothing yet.
Yeah, that's what I like best.
Yo, listen, go on the barge. You want anything?
Yeah, I'll have a grenade, thank you.
A grenade?
Yeah, I want to play fetch with the dog.
Lister and Deb high five. Arlene's trying to lick Rimmer's ear.
Listy, how are you, me old mate? Come and join us.
Please, God, come and join us.
I won't be long. If you want to keep your beer cool, stick it between his legs.
What was all that about?
That is the most awful woman I've ever met.
She's you?
She's absolutely repugnant. She doesn't treat me like I'm a normal human being at all. She seems to regard me as some sort of discardable sex object.
She's the female equivalent of you.
Nonsense. She's maladjusted. Trust my luck to end up with El Weirdo while you trap off with the one with the juicy jugs.
See? I mean, she thinks of men the exact same way you think of women. It's disgusting.
She accused me of wiggling my bottom in a provocative way. I was just walking. Can I help it if I happen to be sexy? What's the other one like?
Totally gross. She's unbelievable. She tried to impress me by drinking 6 pints of lager and belching the whole of Yankee Doodle Dandy.
That's your party piece, isn't it?
Yeah, but when I do it, it's really stylish, man. Class.
So do you think you'll,
What? Get out of town! I mean, she's a good laugh and all that, but all she wants to do is get, like, completely blitzed out of her brains and eat vindaloos. I mean, call me crazy, but I just don't find that attractive.
How are you getting on, then? Well, put it this way. There'll be 2 pairs of shoes under the bed tonight.
Wallop!
Eh?
He doesn't look too interested to me. He looks more sort of, petrified.
Oh, he just doesn't want me to think he's the ship's bike. But I'm getting the signs. He crossed his legs and made pretty damn sure I saw he was wearing sock suspenders.
Oh, Rimmer, he's not interested.
Maybe not now, but wait till I hit him with the worm do line.
Hey, do you want to dance? Boy, I tell you, When I hit the dance floor, I'm one mean turkey.
Do you dance?
Do I dance? Does Carmen Miranda wear fruit? Alrighty, you lead on, boy. Hold this, Fido.
Cat does a high-speed dance display, including hanging from the glitter ball.
You call that dancing? No way, Jose. This is dancing.
He jumps up and down.
Well, what do you think, huh?
Lister and Deb down lagers.
Why, another dead heat?
Again? That's 8 dead heats on the run.
Lister, I want to speak to Holly.
Sure.
Holly, how long before the hop drive's fixed? When can we get out of here?
We're busy fixing it right now. Aren't we, Hilly?
Yes, we are, Holly. Very busy fixing it right now. That's exactly what we're doing.
What's that mark on your face, Hol?
What face?
The lipstick mark.
That's not a lipstick mark. That's a computer rash.
Holly, just get the hot drive fixed and get me out of here.
What's the matter? Aren't you having a good time?
A good time? Mister, I'm going to bed now, by myself, on my own, alone. If she comes back, tell her I've got a headache or something.
Well, where's she gone?
She's gone to get some sexy videos. She seems to think seeing two men together might turn me on.
Where are you sleeping?
I'm not telling you, it's too risky.
Come on, what are you, a man or a munchkin?
I'm off to see the wizard.
Oh, you ready then? Okay, after three. Three.
Yes.
Deb spits her lager into Lister's face. Red Dwarf cruises on through space. The next morning, Lister wakes up in a bunk, sucking his thumb.
Oh, did I get drunk? Or did I get drunk?
He finds Deb next to him.
Oh, no.
Oh, did I get drunk? Or did I get drunk?
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, did we,
I can't remember.
I can remember betting you that I could climb the disco wall using only me lips. And then... Oh, God, I juggled the goldfish, didn't I?
Blindfold?
And then... Away we did, didn't we?
You pieces of filth. How could you commit an act of carnal knowledge?
In my bunk, on my sheets, using my springs. How could you even contemplate making love to yourself?
Well, why break a habit of a lifetime?
Leave it out. I was gonzoed, man. I was out of my skull.
Oh, wait, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, I wouldn't have slept with you if I'd known what I was doing.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot.
I hope you get pregnant.
No offence, man, but you're not exactly Mr. Difficult to Pull, are you? Talk about pushover.
Well, that's rich coming from Miss Yo-Yo Knickers.
I hope you get pregnant, you cheap little tart.
You what?
Him? How can he get pregnant?
Well, if they didn't use precautions, he could be up the spout.
But it's women who get pregnant.
Since when?
Since always. My mother was a woman.
Oh, Listy. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. If I'm understanding correctly, it appears that in their universe, it's the men who give birth to the babies. And as we are in their universe, you could very well possibly be up the duff, laddie.
Come on, I'm not buying this. This is a wind-up.
Don't get emotional, not on your condition.
It's impossible. I haven't got the equipment, have I?
Of course you have. You're in our universe. Our physical law applies.
Shut up. Ollie, tell me this isn't true.
I'm afraid it is.
How could you do this to me?
Do what?
Fertilize me, take advantage of me. No, I was drunk and I didn't have precautions.
Listen, I assumed you'd taken care of that side of things. It's the man's responsibility. It's the man who gets pregnant. It's the man who has to suffer the agony of childbirth.
Agony? This gets better and better.
Well, what do you want me to do? I'm sorry, okay?
Sorry? That's it. Sorry. Wham, bam, thank you, mister.
Well, there's no point standing around arguing about it. If it's happened, it's happened.
Yeah, we better get back. I'll fix the hot drive.
No, we can't go now, Hall. She could be the father of my child.
If we don't go now, we won't be able to get back at all.
Listen, just because it's possible for you to get pregnant, it doesn't mean you necessarily are. You might get lucky.
The Red Dwarf Scutter comes in, followed by three tiny baby scutters.
But then again, you might not. We'll find out when we get back, won't we, Listy?
Engaging Hollyhop. Hollyhop engaged. 4, 3, 1. Blast off.
Red Dwarf vanishes. A pregnancy test in the medical suite.
I don't know why I'm going through with this. It's just not possible.
Why is it not possible? Male baboons have given birth. They were doing that as far back as the 20th century. Caesarean, naturally. Still, Lister, you'll be in good hands. The scutters will be able to handle a simple caesarean.
Scutters? I wouldn't let them open a can of beans.
You're thinking too negative. Think of all the glorious, beautiful, wondrous things about having children.
Like
when they grow up and leave home.
What colour's it supposed to turn?
Blue for not pregnant, which is the colour it's going to turn.
And red for pregnant?
Yeah.
Come on, you reds!
What colour is it now?
It's still white.
Oi, I've just had a thought. Remember when we broke the light barrier and saw those echoes from the future?
Yeah.
And we saw your future self with twin boys.
Right. And I said, how is it possible to get two babies without a woman on board? And you said, I don't know, but it's going to be a lot of fun finding out how right you were, Listy.
Twins? No way, Rimmer, not twins.
Oh, yes, big, bonny, strapping, bouncing boys they were as well. Huge heads. It's changing colour.
What colour?
Yes, it is. It's changing colour.
Yeah, but what colour?
Yes, it's changing colour.
What colour?
It's blue for not pregnant, right?
Yes!
Oh, good news. Excellent news, Listy.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to be an uncle.